News from UNIFIL. UNIFIL's collaboration with the Lebanese Armed Forces remains central to the implementation of its mandate under UN Security Council Resolution 1701. Since the cessation of hostilities under standing of November 2024, peacekeepers have been working hand-in-hand with the Lebanese army to monitor the area between Litani River and the Blue Line, reduce tensions, and support the safe return of displaced civilians. UNIFIL has been also supporting the LAV's redeployment across the south. Their joint efforts include reopening roads, clearing unexploded ordnances, and helping restore access to essential services throughout southern Lebanon. Lieutenant Colonel Raj Amer is the Lebanese Armed Forces Liaison Chief to UNIFIL headquarters. He says daily joint patrols with UNIFIL, reconnaissance missions, and coordinated trainings are part of a wider effort to reinforce stability in the area.
بالواقع من يوم اللي تنفذ اتفاق وقف الأعمال العدائية بتشرين الثاني 2024
Since the November 2024 cessation of hostilities, joint activities between the Lebanese Armed Forces and UNIFIL have focused heavily on enhancing local security and operational coordination. These include daily joint patrols, engineering and reconnaissance missions conducted upon request, and coordinated training exercises held in both Lebanese Armed Forces and UNIFIL facilities to improve interoperability. Additionally, both forces collaborate closely in documenting and reporting violations by hostile actors, contributing to transparency and accountability. These measures aim to reinforce stability, support civil-military relations, and uphold the terms of the cessation of hostilities agreement across southern Lebanon.
These efforts, he says, have a direct impact on the lives of civilians, particularly those hoping to return to villages along the Blue Line.
It is only natural that the return of civilians to the area of operations is linked to the security and peace. This is a fundamental requirement for civilians to ensure the safety of their families and loved ones. And since the joint activities between the LAF and UNIFIL work to defuse crisis and reduce the causes of conflict through patrols along the Blue Line, preventing rocket launches, and dismantling explosive devices that pose a direct threat to civilians, in addition to helping rehabilitate infrastructure, reopen roads, support municipalities, and provide medical assistance, all these efforts play a key role in encouraging the return of civilians to the border villages. In addition, UNIFIL has supported the LAF in redeploying throughout the area of operations, which has a direct impact on civilians who want to see the LAF deployed before their return.
But challenges remain, especially in areas where Israeli forces continue to hold ground.
بالواقع في تحديات عديدة بتواجه عودة الجيش لمنطقة العمليات خلال انتشاره.
The challenges facing the LAF in its deployment in the area of operation are diverse. Operational challenges, most notably the deployment along the border, the continued Israeli occupation of 5 areas and the establishment of 2 buffer zones along with other previously occupied areas, constitute a major obstacle to the full deployment of the LAF throughout the area of operation, and thus a significant barrier to the implementation of Resolution 1701. Humanitarian challenges related to the difficulty of civilians returning to a devastated areas where their homes remain destroyed and the infrastructure is still damaged due to the war. It is worth noting that there are 9 destroyed LAF posts in the newly occupied areas mentioned, where deployment has not yet been completed.
Over
120 LAF positions have been established south of the Litani River with UNIFIL's assistance, part of a joint effort to expand state authority and ensure lasting peace for communities along the Blue Line. On 28 June, UNIFIL Indonesian peacekeepers delivered 18,000 liters of clean water to the residents of Al-Adaisi village in South Lebanon. The donation came in response to an urgent request from the village amid the ongoing water scarcity in the south. The initiative is part of ongoing weekly efforts by the Indonesian peacekeepers to help meet basic needs and support local authorities. The water distribution is carried out once a week as part of this support. Peacekeepers say they hope the aid eases the burden on residents and helps the community recover from the devastating war they recently endured. On 26 June, UNIFIL Nepalese peacekeepers organized a free medical and dental camp in Hula Municipality. The initiative aimed to support the local residents of all ages, children, adults and the elderly, by providing much-needed health care services. A total of 54 people were treated during the day, including those with conditions like mild injuries, skin irritations, viral infections, joint pain, and dental problems. Local residents expressed their appreciation, and the mayor of Hula, Ali Yassin, thanked UNIFIL Nepalese peacekeepers for their continued support to the community.